Sweethearts on the Prairie. In the barest of outlines, theirs seemed a marriage of convenience. If you stop at the Homestead Monument, you might just think the gray gravestone up on the hill marks something cold. Pioneers like Daniel Freeman were incapable of expressing their emotions, if they have emotions at all, isn't that right? Besides, old Daniel had to be flat out lonely. Civil War was finally over for him. He's got a place of his own, a homestead, first one anywhere. What he needs is a woman. Just about the only one he knows is Agnes Souter, an Iowa school teacher, and she'd been engaged to his brother James, who was killed in the war. Daniel writes her. She calls him Brother Dan, but soon that changes to Dear Friend Daniel. Now, Daniel was a divorcee, Agnes a widow. And their coupling may seem pure convenience when you consider photographs of homesteaders with their scorched cheeks, their gnarled hands, stiff with dust work clothes out front of a sod house. Why would a young lady like Agnes go for an old vet 17 years her elder? Well, Daniel Freeman wrote Agnes Souter his brother's love for the first time in 1863. You really ought to read the letters. Listen. It's Daniel who brings up his grief. The cause of my writing to you on the 4th, I was thinking of James. No one can tell my feelings unless they have lost an older brother, he tells her in his own bungled style. And then, before his death, I never was lonesome or homesick. No difference where I was, but now I am lonesome, whether in company or alone in a city, or on the plains. His scrambled spellings are really quite dear. He says, I always got letters from him, and that was the cause of my writing to you, thinking you might write a friendly letter in return. Now that may be a ruse, but something in it struck home. Agnes opens up the next letter with a confession from as close to her soul as her heart can be. 'Tis sad to lose an only brother. I lost my only sister last spring. She was young, had not attained to the age to share my joys and sorrows, and I know I feel lost without her. Now she's answering him and edging into a dialogue of hurt and loss of those we love. But when your brother James died, it was more than a friend, she tells him. It is strange how we learn to love some one person more even than a brother or sister. What a great line. Promise and truth and double meaning. But nature's laws are such, she says, and we cannot avoid it. I need not tell you I love James, your brother, more than any other person living or dead. He was indeed my first love, and I often think that no one other can take his place in my affections. There it is. That's the bottom line. But then this. At least that is the way I feel now. A darling line, because there's no mistaking the way it allows for more letters. And a half dozen pass between them, and a little more than a year, and Daniel Freeman and Agnes Souter are married. Without the letters, it would not be hard to imagine their union as loveless. Their 7 children suggest their relationship could not have been bereft of passion, but a passel of kids may not evidence romance or even intimacy. The names of Daniel and Agnes Freeman are carved in stone up on the Homestead Monument Hill. Both of them, I'm sure, were solid as granite, had to be out there, and all those kids. But what the letters suggest is not the solid rock of their character, but their tenderness. The two of them fell in love by confessing in writing the depth of the mutual sadness, not by what they won, but by what they'd lost. They were America's very first homesteaders. And I'd like to think they were lovers.